AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Defense leaders meeting at Ramstein Air Base in Germany are struggling to resolve divisions over who will provide battle tanks to Ukraine. At the Pentagon, Suprina Singh is deputy press secretary.
The Abrams are it's more of a sustainment issue. I mean, this is a tank that is requires jet fuel,
making it tougher to maintain. While the tank debate appears unresolved, Germany's new defense minister suggests the issue is moving forward. Police in Evansville, Indiana, say a man started shooting at a Walmart store where he once worked, wounding at least one person before officers shot and killed him. Evansville Police Sergeant Anna Gray says they got there quickly.
Officers went in, they were trying to locate the suspect, and he was all over the store. He would shoot at officers and move.
A female employee was injured. The Church of England has formally apologized for treatment of LGBTQ people, but same-sex couples are still not allowed to marry.
The correction from the church's bishops comes in a report following 5 years of debate on the church's position on sexuality. A statement reads, "We want to apologize for the ways in which the Church of England has treated LGBTQ1+ people, both those who worship in our churches and those who do not." It goes on, "The occasions on which you have received a hostile and homophobic response in our churches are shameful, and for this we repent. Nevertheless, the Church of England's stance that matrimony is restricted to unions between one man and one woman will remain in place." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More tech company workers are losing their jobs. Google's parent company, Alphabet, is laying off 12,000 workers. It adds to tens of thousands of other job losses recently at Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook parent Meta. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously occupied homes in the U.S. slumped nearly 18% last year, the slowest year for the housing market in nearly a decade. This is AP News. People walking through New York's Flatiron Plaza were surprised to find a field of bright yellow fabric sunflowers, the national flower of Ukraine. Adrian Kubicki, Consul General of Poland in New York, says Sunday is Ukrainian Day of Unity.
With this ongoing Russian invasion and the war in Ukraine, we felt that this is very important and pivotal to support Ukrainians to raise awareness using that beautiful symbol, the national flower of Ukraine, which is the sunflower.
Kubicki says 8 million people have crossed the Polish border from Ukraine and about 2 million people still live in Poland.
With all the development, we must be ready to accommodate maybe new wave of Ukrainian refugees. This problem is still persistent.
The sunflowers and the plight of Ukrainians are catching the attention of New Yorkers.
Yeah, because you saw sunflowers in the middle of January in New York, so it was a good idea.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.